Radio Network.
FreewayEnterprises.com, FreewayEnterprise.com. Ricky Ross is our guest. We'll put his website up on screen for PrisonPlanet.tv viewers, so when they're on the web, they'll know the bona fide Ricky Ross website. Really is a pop legend, and we just appreciate that he's here with us fighting the New World Order, exposing the drug war for what it is, because in How Weed Won the West that we're selling at InfoWars.com, Kevin went and interviewed street drug dealers that do not want the marijuana dispensaries. They do not want it decriminalized. The ground-level drug dealers, not just of marijuana but other more hardcore drugs, they want to keep it illegal, don't they, Ricky?
Absolutely. I mean, when you start legalizing it, you cut into their money, and they don't want that to happen.
Yeah, I mean, as you were saying earlier, that, you know, 80% of all illegal drug users only smoke marijuana, so if you take all those people and they start going to these legal dispensaries, then you're destroying the whole market for all sides of the fraud.
Alex, when you take all that money out of it, you also take the violence out, because most of the violence comes from people trying to rob the people with all the money.
Because it costs so much and they can't legally get it. And this is well known. The British took down China on record by bringing opium in. The government had it illegal. They brought it in, bought off the cities, took over the whole country, and then broke China up in 11 pieces. The globalists are doing this now. CIA got caught in Vietnam bringing in the opium. Ricky Ross, look at Afghanistan. Now it's 13 times the previous record level of heroin pouring out into the world, with the CIA and the Pentagon openly protecting it.
I saw that on the news a few times a couple years ago, how since we went over and took over the country, that it's gotten worse. I mean, that's just another example. But now what are we going to do, Alex? Are we just going to sit around? Are our people going to stand up and take the White House back?
Right now here in Los Angeles, they're trying to shut down the 1,000 legal dispensaries we have. They're trying to get it down to like 70 or something, which is going to create this incredible consolidation and make some of the dispensaries are, you know, it's going to drive the price.
It won't be able to supply the market, and then the illegalness will continue and the crime will continue. Ricky, you're talking about education, too. The hundreds of billions in the fake drug war into education.
Absolutely. I mean, if we educate the people, then they won't need to go out and use drugs. Most people that use drugs are uneducated.
Kevin, you're going to have a screening of How Weed Won the West, which isn't out until the 15th, ships here on DVD at InfoWars.com. You are having a viewing. Tell folks real fast.
Right. This is at the Organica dispensary that's actually in the film. It gets busted in the film. And this is on Saturday, February 13th, around 7 p.m. It's in Venice Beach on 13456 Washington Boulevard in Venice, Organica dispensary, February 13th.
All right. And what's worse is, these are legal under state law, but the feds come in and beat them up and smash and then steal the money and the weed, and you never even hear where it went. I mean, the feds are so corrupt, and the locals are doing it now, they just openly keep the money.
Yeah. I mean, it's in your face. That's all you can say.
Ricky, last question. From your deep research on this, I mean, just experiencing it, what percentage of cops on average would you say are crooked that are involved in narcotics?
Oh, man, it's so many. You know, my whole task force, you know, I took down 35 crooked cops. They were robbing us, playing drugs on us. You know, they came up with a game that if they come in your house and you have a bunch of money, the easiest way to get you not to claim the money is to plant some drugs on you. You know, because drug dealers had stopped keeping money and drugs in the same house because they knew that if they didn't have any drugs there, the money was okay.
Yeah, that's something we didn't go into was the Ricky Ross Task Force and the fact that some of the guys on the Ricky Ross Task Force are still in jail.
Look, we're out of time, but Ricky, I want to have you back up just to tell some of the incredible war stories and corrupt cop stories that you witnessed. Can we do that in a month or so?
You call me, Alex. Anytime you call me, I'll be there. Wherever it's at, as long as the government let me come, you know I'm still on parole, so I have to get permission from them to travel. But you call me and I'm coming.
We're going to have you back on soon. Kevin's back on next week with some other witnesses to the drug war. FreewayEnterprise.com. Get How Weed Won the West and American Drug War at InfoWars.com. Ricky Ross, Kevin Booth, thank you both for coming on and having the courage to do what you're doing.
Thanks, Alex, for having us. And you keep doing what you're doing. You're fighting a good war. I just hope that your listeners take action and let's take this country back, you know what I'm saying, and put it back the way it's supposed to be.
Absolutely. God bless you. We'll be right back.
Hi, everyone. Andy Anderson here. Are you using those little bottles of hand gel that kill germs, bacteria, and other nasties? In today's world, that's smart, especially with the filthy doorknobs, shopping carts, and handrails we touch every day. Did you know that once the alcohol evaporates in a few seconds, goodbye effectiveness. No more protection till you use it again. PureWorks to the rescue. Our FDA-compliant foam, lotion, soap, and spray do not contain alcohol. Their killing power lasts up to 4 hours. PureWorks disinfecting spray is EPA-certified to kill swine, flu, bird flu, MRSA, HIV, hepatitis B and C, and for our friends in medicine, kills C. diff, along with a whole host of viruses and bacteria, molds and fungus too. It's even safe around pets and children. You'll love how your skin feels with PureWorks, soft and supple. No more dry skin. Here's to a little peace of mind knowing that your hands are still germ-free hours later. Call now, toll-free, 888-245-0300 to get your hands on PureWorks and get PureWorks on your hands. That's 888-245-0300.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hi, neighbor. They say the road to hell is paved with good intentions. Certainly, we'd never intend to procrastinate getting our own food supply until there was none left at any price. We would intend to have plenty of food so the relief organizations could care for those unable to care for themselves. We would intend not to be standing in the bread line with the ignorant and the foolish who pretend the facts of food disappearance are untrue. If the experience of the Katrina disaster is evidence, the bread line may have no bread. Just like the good intentions on the road to that unheavenly place, the good intentions alone to get a supply of food will not feed us. Only getting our food supply immediately will make us independent and fearless for the future. Call 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633. On the web, efoodsdirect.com. Who am I? Someone who cares.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
We are going to plumb the depths of evil, the mindset of the elite. They don't just bring the narcotics in. They don't just push Ritalin and Prozac and other deadly drugs on kids and pregnant women and dangerous vaccines. They revel in corruption. They revel in who can be the most wicked, the most evil, the most psychopathic, the most sociopathic. Depleted uranium is used at proving sites all over the United States and all over the world. It's now being used in even smaller rifle munitions, not just Abrams tank sabo rounds or Vulcan Warthog cannons in A-10s or in Hellfire missiles. It's being put into most munitions now. And the troops are dying. They've known for decades it's causing deformities, just like they knew in secret reports that have been declassified recently in the 60s that Agent Orange was going to literally fry the testicles of men and make them have deformed children. And, I mean, this is what's going on. We're going to talk to Dr. Doug Rocky here in a moment, who literally wrote the Army manuals for them on DU. They know what they're doing. They don't care about our troops. They say caring about the troops is putting them in all these fraudulent wars. So I want to get into what DU's doing. The Iraqi government suing the U.S. over this. And we haven't talked to Dr. Rocky in over a year. I want to get all the latest developments from him. Before we go to Dr. Doug Rocky for the balance of the hour, I want to go over some of the sponsors that have made this radio show possible and who I really believe in. One of them is Akola Blue, akolablue.com. And they have great atmospheric water generators, big ones that can supply hundreds or even thousands of people, little ones that do 7.5, 8 gallons a day, a Cola Blue 30, a Cola Blue 28. They've already shipped one of their giant units and a bunch of small ones with the Convoy of Hope to Haiti. 20% of your purchase goes towards that. Check out a Cola Blue atmospheric water generator today, the cleanest, best water. Their 28 has 7 filters on it, reverse osmosis, carbon, keeps it in a stainless steel tank, grabs it out of the air. The Cola Blue 30 has 12 filters. They've got a bunch of special deals running. ColaBlue.com or 800-691-6043, 800-691-6043. Another sponsor is eFoodsDirect.com, the highest quality storable foods available bar none. They have ready-to-eat gourmet-style meals, non-GMO. They have organic food lines. They have just so many. This is the place to get food, and they make it new every month. You know, this stuff's usually just a few weeks old when you get it. The max a month. I mean, this is the big dog. This is the quality people. I did research for my own preparedness because I don't trust the system for the depression and the rest of it, and this is who I went with, and this is who I'm happy with because I tried some others and didn't like it. eFoodsDirect.com or 800-409-5633. Call and get a free catalog, 800-409-5633. And finally, I want to plug frontsight.com, like the front of your rifle. It's not enough to have a bunch of ammo and guns to protect yourself from criminals and government and all the stuff that's going on. You need to be trained. And it's out in Pahrump, Nevada. It's the biggest private firearms training facility. No drill instructor, tough guy attitudes. It's family. And it's frontsight.com. You can get 5 days of world-class gun training, very inexpensive, and secure a 30-state concealed weapons permit and get a free Springfield Armory XD pistol in the caliber of your choice, frontsight.com. That's frontsight.com. Okay, going to Dr. Doug Rocky. What this evil system does is it uses its authority of the government and the system to do outrageous things and then just set the precedent. Government's caught drug dealing literally thousands of times. The drug war continues. But though people are starting to wake up, the government's caught engaged in all forms of corruption. The banks are robbing us. They just continue. The vaccine makers are caught maiming people. The corruption continues. The DU being used all over the world now and in proving grounds all over the U.S. so incredibly deadly, and they knew in the late 40s it was deadly. They knew in the 80s and in the early 90s when Dr. Doug Rocky wrote the book, the manual for the Pentagon and the Army. They knew how deadly it was. And now they just say, look, when we attack a military base in Iraq or somewhere, we move troops in a week later, have them move right in next to blast points with the DU. We have people without protective gear clearing up tanks and stuff we destroyed with it, knowing it's going to really hurt them. And it's hurt Dr. Rocky. Many of his colleagues have died just involved in studying this stuff and in cleanups. So this gives you a window into the minds of the controllers. Dr. Doug Rocky is a depleted uranium expert, a BS in physics at the Western Illinois University, followed by his MS and PhD in physics and technology education, University of Illinois. His military career has spanned 4 decades to include combat duty during Vietnam and Gulf War I. He served as a member of the 3rd U.S. Army Medical Command's Nuclear Biological Chemical Teaching Medical Response and Special Operations Team, 3rd U.S. Army Captured Equipment Project Team, and with the 3rd U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Assessment Team, Gulf War Operation Desert Storm. This thing's 5 pages long, folks. He was the U.S. Army's Depleted Uranium Project Director from 94 to 95. He developed the congressionally mandated education training manuals and wrote the U.S. Army Regulation 700-48, the U.S. Army PAM 700-48, and the U.S. Army's Command Task for DU Incidents. He is the DU expert, and they won't even allow the manuals to be given to officers and troops. They march him in to die. That's who your government is. So don't give me, when I'm against new wars, that I don't care about the troops. Killing our troops isn't taking care of them. And the murderers that run this system wrap themselves in our troops' heroism. I'm sorry I'm ranting, Dr. Rocky. And I want you to give out the websites. I mean, I literally didn't even get into your bio here. There's so much. But just to watch this evil set the precedent. And to, I mean, what is it like for you to see this, the use of DU going wild?
Well, I mean, it's a continuous thing, considering that the United States Army friendly fire casualties from Operation Desert Storm, who became casualties as a direct result of the use of uranium munitions fired by military personnel against our own military personnel to this day have still not got the medical care that I ordered as a theater health physicist that was ordered by the theater medical commander, General D.Z. Zulus in Desert Storm 1991, and it's still not being provided. And today, what bothers me the most is General Eric Shinseki is now the Secretary of the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs. He wrote the original order mandating medical care, environmental cleanup, and training in 1993. He signed the Army regulation that I wrote that you already quoted, and we're not getting the care that we earned. It's real simple. They just do not want to provide medical care to U.S. military personnel because you have to understand the million or so casualties we have now from the nonsense of the Persian Gulf are not as a result of bullets and bombs. They are the result of toxic exposures, primarily uranium munitions, oil well fires, pesticides, hazardous materials, and everything else.
And blowing up Kamacia, the one of the biggest chemical weapons dumps in the world, and they know, and they just don't care.
But you have to understand, Kamacia was only one that we blew up. We blew up 105 of them. We made the decision to blow up all the chemical and biological weapons facilities that Iraq possessed in December of 1990. And that was because we, the U.S. military, and specifically the U.S. Army, gave them anthrax, weaponized anthrax. So we had to destroy it in place. And if anybody has any question as to whether or not we did it or not, all they have to do is go to General Norman Schwarzkopf's autobiography. It doesn't take a hero. And go to page 390 and read about it. The arrogance of these guys is beyond comprehension.
And then they did the brain studies from the chemical weapons, killing troops en masse. When you talk about a million casualties, break that down for us.
Well, when we look at a million casualties, what we are seeing, that's right now, for example, CBS News 60 Minutes did a story on this on January 3rd. And they, you know, they broadcast it. And Paul, God bless Paul Sullivan from Vets for Common Concern, you know, Common Sense, he was the one that pushed that through. But what CBS News 60 Minutes confirmed on January 3rd, and their story was delay, deny, and wait till I die. In other words, what we will do, the military, the Department of Defense, and the VA will do, will deny any correlation between all the adverse health and environmental effects from all these toxic exposures, specifically uranium munitions, deny medical care for it, delay any treatment that you do get if you are lucky to get it, and just wait till you die. And the number of family members and everybody else and the soldiers involved and everybody, they never stop calling for help. It's every day. It never
and the deformities
stops.
Of the troops, their children, the deformities of the Iraqis, the Serbs, the Afghans, and I know you've got the numbers on this, but is it not an exponential increase year to year in the amount of DU being served out by armories?
Incredible amount. I mean, the United States gives this stuff away to anybody and everybody that will take it, and then we use it against all known targets. I mean, during Desert Storm, we use it against the armor effectively, all the tanks and the, you know, trucks and everything else. But we also shot up the bunkers and everything else. And then when we went into the Balkans in 1994, we shot up buildings and everything. Again, in the Balkans in 1991, this is in the old Yugoslavia. And Pekka Aviso, who was head of the United Nations, he actually told the U.S. Department of Defense to clean up all of these facilities they shot up. And then we continued Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom in Afghanistan and Iraq. We have literally, with uranium munitions, and I've got total video, total reports, we've got all of this stuff, no questions, photographs, shot up apartment buildings, hospitals, water treatment facilities, sewage sanitation plants, plus all the, you know, cars and trucks you could ever imagine. And this stuff is so extraordinarily effective. They talked about it originally when it was used for armor, but it's far more effective against a conventional house or an apartment building or a water facility than it is against a tank, because there ain't any tanks left to shoot.
And then our troops move into the areas they've blown to bits.
That's correct. Our troops move in, and then they're not even provided the mandatory respiratory and skin protection that is required by the U.S. Army regulation and the U.S. technical bulletin provides all the specifications. But more important, the fact that our Department of Defense, the British Ministry of Defense, the Canadians and the Australians and the Israelis, I mean, you have to understand, those are the five countries that use this. They use it without hesitation. Completely and totally disregard what the specifications are.
Stay there, Dr. Rocky. I mean, basically, you might as well, after our troops have had a war, line them all up and shoot them. And that's the equivalent of this. But when they come home and die, all the people singing God Bless America, they don't want to talk to them. Just get in the coffin, shut up, and die.
Hounded by debt collectors with phone calls and letters? Thinking of calling a debt relief company? Don't. Greedy lawyers and debt companies charge thousands. Why pay when you can get their solution absolutely free with New York Times best-selling author Herb Kay's number one debt secret, the how-to on stopping the calls without paying the debt companies. Yes, free for a very limited time. Here's Herb Kay.
Don't get ripped off by credit repair companies when I can give you the information you need to do it yourself for free.
Herb Kay was right. His free information helped me stop the calls and settle my debt.
What have you got to lose? Stop the calls now, get out of debt, and have more money. Get Herb Kay's number one debt secret absolutely free now. Call 888-352-7726. That's 888-352-7726. 888-352-7726.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
All of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, a criminal offshore cartel hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Peter Kratschnabel here from Midas Resources. Are you concerned about uncontrollable government spending? A banking system on the verge of collapse? Banks on the edge of being nationalized? Wall Street in continuous freefall? Scandal after scandal with hedge fund companies? If protecting your hard-earned savings or retirement fund is on your mind, the answer is simple. Secure your assets by purchasing gold and silver. Since President Nixon took us off the gold standard in 1971, the United States has been operating the longest-running fiat currency in the history of mankind. Gold has held its purchasing power for over 6,000 years. Contact me, Peter Kratschnabel, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. Once again, that's Peter at 1-800-686-2237, extension 108. While you can still purchase gold with paper, that is 1-800-686-2237, extension 108.
Men, are you thinking about the health of your prostate? Recently, New Vitality Health Products gave away thousands of free bottles of the supplement Beta Prostate. Due to incredible demand, they're giving away more free bottles of Beta Prostate to any new customers who call now. Beta Prostate is packed with plant sterols that support your prostate health. Remember, your prostate affects urine flow, sleeping habits, intimacy, and overall quality of life. Beta Prostate is so powerful, you'd have to take 100 saw palmetto capsules in order to get the same natural plant sterols as one Beta Prostate. And if you haven't tried Beta Prostate yet, you can call right now for a free bottle. You only pay shipping and handling. Call 1-800-360-8306. This offer is limited to one free bottle per household. Give your body nutrition that targets the prostate. Call now and try Beta Prostate for free. Call 1-800-360-8306. That's 1-800-360-8306. 1-800-360-8306.
We're not going to open the phones up for Dr. Doug Rocky. The best way for you to send your questions is twitter.com/TheRealAlexJones. That's our Twitter account. There's a lot of other great Alex Jones fan sites, but that's our official Twitter account. Also, yeah, Real Alex Jones, not The Real Alex Jones. So twitter.com/RealAlexJones. Going back to Dr. Doug Rocky, one of the top experts in the world on DU, even according to the Pentagon, who he worked for, Dr. Rocky, let's talk about the real health effects in the studies and what they've known DU does and how it's a toxic byproduct of spent fuel rods from nuclear reactors. But more importantly, I want to ask you now, about the mindset of the elite. I mean, they had DU in the 40s and 50s, and there were I saw papers where they talked about it as a weapon, and they said, we can't use it because it kills our own personnel and people that move into the areas. What changed in the mindset where they wouldn't use it in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, and now it's just, we're going to use it at local shooting ranges for the military. We're going to use it in Hawaii. We're going to use it in Puerto Rico. We're going to tell the troops it's okay and watch them die. I mean, this is psychopathic murder.
Yes, it is. It's just the fact that they made the decision that human life had no value, that animals had no value, that food has no value, and they just made a conscious decision, and I've been fighting this since I did all the research for them, the Nevada test site, wrote the directives. They just don't care. But as you said, the health and environmental effects of all this have always been known. I mean, my own medical care for my depleted uranium exposures because of my assigned duties, one of the things I forced it with was the original 1973 report on the use of uranium munitions by Israelis against the Egyptians in the Sinai. And all of that stuff was known then. It was documented there in the official reports. And again, these are not classified, but they just totally there and they totally ignored. Prior to Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom, Colonel J. Edgar Wakayama, who's the director of the U.S. Department of Defense Operational Test and Evaluation Command, gave a briefing to all the senior generals and everybody in the Pentagon upon depleted uranium, how it works, what it is, the fact that the munitions, as you said, go all the way down to the M16 rifle, 50 cal, everything all the way up. But in this briefing, he stated very specifically, I'm going to quote very, very specifically, depleted uranium munitions, when used, okay, they emit alpha, beta, and gamma particle and X-rays. The alpha particle taken inside the body in large doses is hazardous, producing cell damage and cancer. Quote, lung cancer is well documented. We continue on. Beta particle is hazardous to the skin and the lens of the eye. Now, personally, I've learned that because of all my radiation cataracts and the other problems with the eyes, and everybody else is reporting it. It continues on very, very, quote, I mean, very, very direct, and it says, DU is chemically toxic. We look at all this stuff. We have total confirmation. Quote, urine samples containing uranium are mutagenic as determined by the Ames test. The cultured human stem bone cell line with DU also transforms the cells that become carcinogenic. That's the reason why we're seeing so incredible levels, I mean, incredible levels of leukemia in these all these young kids coming back from Desert Storm. But we're also seeing leukemia in the children, the offspring of those who were exposed during Desert Storm.
Because just like fluoride, the particle's so small, doctor, correct me if I'm wrong, it precipitates into the bone.
That's correct. There is no respiratory skin protection that'll work. Even though when we did all this work for the military, the Department of Energy gave us their best respirators, the Army gave us their best respirators, it went through it like an open barn door. It absolutely does it. One of the big problems, quote from the Wakayama briefing, I'm going to read this because it's astonishing, they know and they disregard it. The three major routes of human exposure to DU are wounding by shrapnel, inhalation, lungs and thoracic lymph nodes, ingestions, most among children playing and eating contaminated soil and contaminated drink of water and food in the community, end quote. That is what we're seeing throughout Iraq.
And that's from what year?
Pardon me?
What year was that report?
This is a briefing to the senior Pentagon leadership in 2002 before the start of Operation Iraqi Freedom and Enduring Freedom.
And again, I'm going from memory interviewing you and others and reading mainstream news, but I saw reports in the 50s it was a secret weapon they were only going to use if the Russians flooded into Eastern Europe, but they said we still don't advise because it ruins the area for billions of years. I mean, they know this. It's just so incredible, and they know. I mean, I see the numbers of troops coming back and dropping dead and getting cancer and getting leukemia and other blood cancers, and they know it's killing them. I mean, this is, we ought to make all these generals go into the proving grounds and snort a line of DU if it's so good.
When I specifically talked to the generals in Washington, D.C., as I've done in the last few weeks, and asked them very specifically for help at getting medical care, environmental remediation, they just say, go to your congressman, the senator, we're not going to help you.
And I noticed those troops have told me, and I've seen it in the news, the generals won't stay in these bombed-out buildings like they tell the troops to. And notice none of these generals want to stay in Iraq very long. Dr. Rocky, long segment coming up. Roll through the documents for people, because all you folks out there that claim you love the troops so much and stick American flags on your car...
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
If you've ever wanted to grow the absolute best-tasting fruits and vegetables imaginable, here's some exciting news. There's a new product designed to make growing delicious produce easy. It's called ProtoGrow, and it's dynamite in the garden. ProtoGrow is a bioactive superfood for plants that works by providing true broad-spectrum nutrition, allowing plants to achieve their full genetic expression. What does this mean in the garden? It means mouth-watering fruits and vegetables, brilliantly colored flowers, herbs that finally grow to medicinal strength, blue-ribbon garden produce jam-packed with bioavailable minerals and trace elements, giant pumpkins, even high-potency hybrid wheatgrass. ProtoGrow is a proprietary blend of full-spectrum nutrients from the sea. It literally contains the basic building blocks of life itself. In fact, ProtoGrow is so effective at producing rapid plant growth in record time that it almost forces plants to grow even under the worst light and soil conditions. It's also perfect for growing your own survival foods and might just be the ultimate hard times barter item. To grow tastier fruits and vegetables right now, go to growlikecrazy.com. That's growlikecrazy.com or call 877-327-0365. 877-327-0365.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath the Americans at home.
They have tremendous influence on our president and Congress, and they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Thomas Jefferson once said, when the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty. Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
I say I'm not the sheriff, but Dr. Ferris was in San Pepin.
We had Dr. Wolfgang Wodrog on in the second hour of the radio show today. Right at the start of the show, we had Judge Andrew Napolitano on government staged terror attacks and a lot more. We had Fair Ricky Ross on CIA drug dealing and then Dr. Doug Rocky. So when this show ends in T-minus 26 and a half minutes, the restreams at InfoWars.com will have Judge Andrew Napolitano and more coming up. And that was powerful. And I covered all the neocons telling Obama, we need a new war to get your approval rating up. We need new staged terror attacks. I mean, what a bizarre headline out of Philadelphia Daily News. 1 month after the anniversary, I'm thinking about another 9/11 would help America. I mean, that's Stu Bykofsky. These are bizarre people right out in the open. Now, I got cut off by the break. I usually nail it, but I went over. I was trying to make the point that all these people that stick stickers on their cars and talk about how much they love the troops, they just like to go to football games, put their hand on their heart and cry. And to them, patriotism's more wars, more death, more tyranny, more enslavement. I mean, it must be, because DU is well known. It's killing our sons and daughters. It's killing the people, the innocent people we bomb with it. years after. Dr. Rocky, I mean, what's the half-life of depleted uranium? How long is it deadly?
Longer than the age of the Earth. I mean, one half-life is 4.5 billion years, and you have to go through 10 half-lives, so that's 45 billion years to even think about it being safe radiologically.
So 45 billion years, and last number I had was at least 10 proving grounds in the U.S. are using this just all over the place, and they've just gotten to the point where they don't even tell the troops there's any danger.
That's correct, but one of the most, and we've talked about this before, on the 18th of April of 75, hardly a man is left alive. Our nation was born in Concord, Massachusetts in 1775. Concord, Massachusetts is the site of the Starmet depleted uranium munitions plant that's been closed, and it has incredible environmental and medical disasters as a consequence of that. And when you look at what's happened, it goes back, and again, here is the direct quote from the Wakayama briefing for the emerging environmental concerns include, quote, a significant exposure to depleted uranium among children playing at impact sites by ingesting heavily contaminated soil, slow leaching of depleted uranium in the local water supplies for years, and consuming depleted uranium contaminated food and sources, animals, and plants, end quote. So with all of these things that we know what's going to happen, if you're a injured, ill, wounded veteran, or you've got cross-contaminated from the stuff being brought back to the United States or Europe, wherever you are, you cross-contaminated your family, the U.S. Department of Veteran Affairs in Vision 11, this is the region here that takes in East Central Illinois, Indiana, Michigan, Ohio, the director, Barbara Hyduke, totally acknowledges that, quote, these, and I'm going to quote this exactly, read it exactly, some of the physical symptoms which occur as a result of exposure to depleted uranium are sleep problems, mood swings, symptoms in upper and lower respiratory system, neuropsychological symptoms including memory loss, chronic fatigue, immune dysfunction syndrome, skin rashes, unusual hair loss, aching joints, headaches, abdominal pain, sensitivity to light, blurred vision, menstrual disorders, gastrointestinal symptoms, reoccurrent diarrhea and constipation, nervous systems disorders such as numbness in a limb, multiple chemical sensitivity, and birth defects in children whose parents were exposed, end quote. It's that, I mean, within their own documents, they thoroughly, totally acknowledge it, okay?
And Dr. Rocky, what about all the mainstream reports I've seen of radiation detectors worldwide, especially during a new war, picking it up in the atmosphere?
That is absolutely correct. Dr. Chris Busby, Professor Chris Busby in England, who is probably one of the world's leading, if not the world's leading experts on low-level radioactivity, thoroughly confirmed that the contamination from the Middle East reached Northern Europe and England, thoroughly confirmed it without any question whatsoever. And so we're seeing all of this stuff. And as a consequence from all of this, okay, we have to come back to the requirements for the Department of Defense. General Eric Shinseki, when he was commanding general, signed and mandated U.S. Army Regulation 700-48 that I wrote, my team wrote. He, in this regulation, what it requires, quote, during peacetime or soon as operational risk permits, the Corps Joint Task Force Division Commander's Radiation Safety Officer will identify, segregate, isolate, secure, and label all radiologically contaminated equipment. Procedures to minimize the spread of activity will be implemented as soon as, you know, immediately, as soon as possible. We continue on this stuff. The requirement is to take care and get rid of all the explosives, all of the hazardous material stuff that must be done. But when we come on down to the real fundamental stuff on handling all of this stuff, okay, every individual in the Army has a responsibility to do it properly in the personnel way. Quote, all equipment to include capture or combat radiological equipment will be surveyed, packaged, retrograded, and decontaminated and released in accordance with the technical bulletin 9-1300-278, the Army pamphlet 700-48, which is procedures manual and other relevant guidance.
But they don't do that. They don't follow their own rules.
They don't follow their own rules at all. And the other thing, too, that bothers me the most, and this has happened over and over again because they're doing this in the United States, just burning it, blowing it up, and whatever. Quote, radioactive material and waste will not be locally disposed of through burial, submersion, incineration, and destruction, or replace, or abandonment. And they just do it continuously without any hesitation.
So really, you have the nuclear weapons and nuclear power plant industry, and they're just seeding their waste everywhere that has a 40-plus million-year half-life. People thousands of years from now will be being killed by this if we last that long as a species. Again, Dr. Rocky, what does it say? I'm going to warn PrisonPlanet.tv viewers. I'm going to put some images. We saw a doubling, tripling, now quadrupling of deformities in the areas where it was used in Kosovo, in Iraq, and in other areas. What does it say about the generals and the politicians and the companies that they know their kids are breathing this? They know they're breathing it. They know it's getting into the water. They know, and they just don't care. They wouldn't do this until the early 90s. What changed? What is the mindset of these people? But I'm going to be putting images of these deformed babies up. And then I want to ask you, Dr. Rocky, about fighting back against this, because you look at graphs of the use of DU, it's going up parabolically straight up, as you know. The good news is the Iraqis are now suing the U.S. for using this and not cleaning it up, as if you could clean it up. So maybe, talk about solutions to fight this.
Well, the other thing, too, is not only the Iraqis are bringing this up, and rightfully so, but the residents of Vieques in Puerto Rico are also bringing this up. And then I just literally got, because right before we came on the air, you know, uranium munitions, as you said, have been used extensively in contaminated Hawaii, Schofield Barracks on Oahu, and then Pokoloa training area. And the U.S. Army and Nuclear Regulatory Commission a few weeks ago said the residents of Hawaii have no standing to object or demand cleanup or medical care. And what happened here a couple days ago, CNN did a whole report on Vieques and how we thoroughly contaminated that area, caused all the medical problems, and walked away. And then now what I heard just a few minutes ago before we went on the air is CNN has now contacted the residents of Hawaii and said, okay, guys, what's happening? Do you need help? But you have to understand, the senior leadership in the Department of Defense and the U.S. Army and the Marines and Navy thoroughly, totally disregard the health and environmental effects. They do not provide the training. They do not clean it up after it's used. And then what happens is the men, the women, and the children are all affected. They can't get the medical care that they've earned because it's denied, delayed, and they die. Or if they do get in for medical care, which has happened personally to me and my guys right here in Danville, Illiana VA Medical Center in Danville, Illinois, they just deny any correlation. And if we get a doctor or somebody starts helping us, they immediately get transferred or fired.
Now, I want to say that I told them to just go online and type in deformed babies DU, and they went to mindfully.org, which is one I hadn't even looked at. I looked at major news sites, and these were so horrible, I told them to stop putting them up there. But if people want to go look at them, it's mindfully.org. I mean, it's just, and they admit it's causing deformities. I mean, this is so hellish that I can't even look at it.
Let's look at, you said about 911. Okay, 911 was black operations, but what is really horrific to me personally is the individuals that I trained from the New York Police and Fire years, before 911 to go and do emergency rescue on hazardous materials, nuclear, biological, chemical warfare, explosives. You have to understand the Army tasked me to train them, the New York Emergency Services Unit personnel. Those guys that went in there then got out and they became members of the New York Army National Guard 442nd Military Police Unit. They were then sent over to Iraq. They got exposed. They started getting sick. The children they were conceived were born with birth defects. When those heroes of New York Police and Fire asked for medical care, the Army denied it. When they tried to sue it, they came up and said, you can't sue us. You have no standing because of Paris Doctrine. In other words, you guys are out of luck. In other words, you're just going to have to walk away, ignore your medical care that we already require but we don't provide you, and just so sorry about your children. We really don't care.
Well, I can't even look at this. I mean, I was talking about mainstream news articles showing the deformed children. They went and found a news site, Mindfully, that I'm aware of, and I couldn't even look at it. I mean, I remember back after the first Gulf War, the cover of Life Books, a Life magazine, was admitting the DU was causing deformities, and it showed the deformed U.S. kids. I mean,
it's all been there for years, and you have to understand, every internal briefing we have, every report that we've ever had, thoroughly acknowledges it. When General Schwarzkopf was ordered, I have to repeat, the Pentagon leadership ordered General Schwarzkopf to find me and tell me to clean up depleted uranium during Desert Storm. So his chief of staff wrote the order, and, you know, off I went again, you know, but hey, being a career military and, you know, lover of America and everything, okay, we'll go do it. And today, you know, all of us are affected, but, you know, I kind of come back and say, if I didn't do the work, nobody else would. What made the change is as I finished the work as the director of the U.S. Army Depleted Uranium Project, what ended up being not only for the U.S. Army, it ended up being for the Army, Navy, Coast Guard, and Marines, but I also had a German officer, a Canadian officer, an Australian officer assigned to me, okay? So we're working all together to get it all done, and we're acknowledging everything, finding all the problems, and I had the total realization after we did the research in the Nevada test site, Mercury, Nevada, you can't clean it up. There is no medical care. There is no way to protect everybody, and I came out and told them they can't ever use it again. Well, you know, how fast do you become persona non grata when you tell somebody you can't use their favorite weapon?
How do we stop the use of this? How do we fight back?
Well, it's very simply. It's a crime against God and a crime against humanity. And we need to have those individuals accountable for whether they do. Everybody is supposed to be trained. Everybody knows what the hazards are. The senior leadership totally disregards it. We need to restore order. We need to restore confidence in our nation. We need to restore go back to the Constitution and what's right under God, not what somebody needs to do to kill, destroy, to maim in order to seize terrain, resources, or control people. You know, we have to go back to the fundamentals. What is right? What should we do? I mean, when we destroy a nation's infrastructure to release all these toxic chemical compounds, or we take all our trash as we're doing in Iraq and we burn it in open pits, resulting in incredible thousands and thousands of U.S. casualties who are denied care. This is called the toxic burn pit problem. You can read about it on ArmyTimes.com website or all over. You know, we need to hold these people accountable and tell them enough is enough. I mean, if we have a viable threat and an enemy that's going to attack us, you have to understand, as a military guy, I'm going to be the first in the line to shoot the guy, okay? The real enemy. But we cannot continue to contaminate air, water, soil, and food, disregard the environmental contamination, thoroughly disregard the fact that we already ordered medical care for this and acknowledge it. But to the sick soldier or their family member or the civilian, we tell them, there's no problem. We can do what we want to do.
Well, it's our own troops. Even if people love killing Iraqi children or Serb children and think it's cute, I mean, this is our own troops we're doing this to. It wasn't acceptable until 1991. Why did it suddenly in the last 19 years become acceptable to engage in wars against humanity, crimes against humanity of mass murder? I mean, there's no doubt they know what they're doing.
Yeah, and I don't have the answers to that because, you know, when I started yelling and screaming about it, they got very nasty. You know, one thing we do know from the U.S. Department of Veterans Affairs report, and you've seen these, what they do is statistical analysis of the various casualties in the age groups and what's happening in war. With Operation Iraqi Freedom, this matches Desert Storm, this matches 100% the New York police and fire that went into the World Trade Center, matches completely to the police and fire that went into the Pentagon on that day. We're looking at 12% infectious and parasitic diseases. We've got 1% absolute cancers. We've got 4% benign cancers. Endocrine nutritional metabolic problems at 23%. When we look at leukemias, we're looking at 3% leukemias among young kids, which never should have them.
I've talked to a lot of medical doctors, Dr. Rocky, and they say that 30 years ago, finding a kid with cancer in a ward was like finding a leprechaun. It was incredibly rare. And that now it's just cancer everywhere. I mean, it's like, oh, yeah, kids just get cancer like they get the flu now.
Yeah, and then the PTSD is, you know, at 50%. We look at the neurological problems. We're looking at 37%, and that's actually gone up. And it's thoroughly reported. I mean, in the most recent report that came out on Army Times and, again, about the casualties, they're thoroughly acknowledging that the most evacuations out of Iraq and Afghanistan have nothing to do with bullets and bombs. There are all these toxic exposures resulting in incredible neurological, respiratory, and cardiac problems.
Well, Dr. Rocky, did you see the MIAC and Homeland Security reports last year where they admit Homeland Security is really set up for returning veterans, gun owners, libertarians, conservatives? And I know the globalists are a bunch of bloodthirsty eugenicists. I know they hate the troops because they're a bunch of globalists. And I believe they actually like this. They don't just not care and know about it. They like it. They like that this is happening to the troops because it's a soft kill weapon. They're done with them. They've served them. They want to get rid of them. We know they won't give them treatment.
I mean, that is the most frightening thing. And again, as you said, all the flag waivers, it bothers me the most. You know, the people in the Veterans of Foreign Wars, the American Legion, disabled American veterans, when you specifically ask them in the community, will you help us get medical care? Will you take us to an appointment? How about acknowledging what has really happened here with these incredible casualties, not from bullets and bombs or toxic exposures? Man, they run the other way. They run so fast in the other direction.
Yeah, they're cowards. I mean, if George Bush or Obama doesn't tell them to do it at a baseball game, they're not going to do it.
Well, most people prefer to just sit there and have a six-pack of beer and watch a football game rather than do something that's meaningful to help somebody to clean up.
Even as their son comes back and his wife has two deformed kids, and then the one that lives gets leukemia, and they wonder why their grandkid's dying.
Yeah, and, you know, we've seen this forever. I mean, you know, one of my best friends that I served with in Vietnam, his son died as a result of the consequence of his father's, you know, Agent Orange exposure. And then, you know, we're seeing
that. Same thing with my uncle. Same thing, Agent Orange. Their son died, I guess it was at 3. Holes in his heart, everything else. This is the gift the government gives you. And he was a helicopter pilot in Vietnam. And they knew and just didn't care. It's fun for them. That they're hurting people's children.
This is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator that produces pure drinking water right from the humidity in the air. No, this isn't science fiction. It's very real. I know because I use one every day in my own home, and it's available right now to you. Because you know exactly where your water comes from with Ecola Blue, you'll know what's in your cup. Clean, great-tasting water without all the pollutants. Get your family off the grid today by ordering your own Ecola Blue Atmospheric Water Generator for your home or business. Their best seller, the Ecola Blue 28, produces up to 7 gallons of water every day. The Ecola Blue 28 is easy to use and economical. Generate your own pure water from the humidity in the air. This system is free of chemicals and uses a multi-stage filtration system, including reverse osmosis, carbon filters, and ultraviolet lights. Order now and claim your water independence today by calling Ecola Blue at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue on the web at www.ecolo.blue.com today.
Hundreds of nations have fallen to tyranny in the last century alone. This is our last chance to not relive history.
As we're finishing off this agenda, they'll be pulling the rug from underneath Americans at home.
A tremendous influence on our president and Congress. And they really are calling the shots.
I think it's incumbent upon all of us as American citizens to pay attention.
Fall of the Republic identifies the enemies of our nation, the criminal offshore cartel, hell-bent on destroying sovereignty and on its ashes constructing world government.
Tim Geithner, Bernanke, they're arsonists. They're asking for more matches. And the Congress is saying, who do we make the check out to?
Today, it seems like nobody does care. And right now in Washington, D.C., we have seen a Fall of the Republic.
Get your copy of Fall of the Republic on DVD at InfoWars.com or watch it online right now in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Before you throw away your used batteries, you need to listen to this. Now, going green can save money. Go green and save money by giving life to your used batteries by charging them with the Renaissance Charger. The Renaissance Charger uses a new revolutionary battery charging technology that effectively extends the life of new batteries and gives new life to used batteries. Invented by legendary audio genius John Bedini, this unique and patented charging system rejuvenates the electrochemical plate structure in the battery without additives, increasing capacity and maintaining cell integrity. Renaissance Charge offers a full line of products made in the USA for all types and sizes of batteries. Find out why our customers tell us the Renaissance Charger is the only battery charger they will ever use. Save your money. Save the environment. Visit us online at r-charge.com. That's r-charge.com or call us at 208-772-4514. That's 208-772-4514. Be a part of the revolution today.
Retransmission coming up at InfoWars.com. Don't forget the free podcast on InfoWars.com. Just click on the listen radio page. It'll take you to the free podcast, different ways to listen on your cell phone. It's all there at InfoWars.com. We also upload the live archive of this show from PrisonPlanet.tv that we stream live to the viewers and members. We post it archived in full at PrisonPlanet.tv. Dr. Doug Rocky is our guest, one of the world's leading experts on depleted uranium from the Pentagon when he was there. Again, coming up, we've got right at the start of the show, Judge Andrew Napolitano, Wolfgang Wodarg on the vaccine fraud, and Freeway Ricky Ross coming up in the retransmission. I think today was an amazing show. Great job to the crew. In the 4 minutes we've got left, Dr. Doug Rocky, give us some of the websites that have your research, the documents posted, the best place for people to visit who want to expose what's happening with DU. I mean, hell, they may start putting it in the drinking water like fluoride and saying it's good for us if we don't.
Well, probably the best website is grassrootspeace.org, GRASSROOTS. Peace, PEACE.org. That's Sonny Miller and Charlie Jenks. People used to be a trap rock until they got canned. And that website is maintained. The other one is with the Power Hour, and that goes to the Beyond Treason website and the whole documentary and video. You know, we've done a lot of documentaries and videos for it all over the thing. You know, we've done CBS 60 Minutes several times, the BBC, CNN, Nightline, Dateline. You know, but what happens, there's no long-term changes. Everybody kind of looks at it and then they ignore it because they don't want to deal with the hardcore reality that the United States Department of Defense in their effort to go to war has thoroughly contaminated air, water, and soil and food, resulting in incredible health and environmental.
And now
effects.
If they admit what they did was wrong, they'll have to give people treatment, so they'll just expand it.
And there is not enough money. I mean, we don't have enough money, so they continue on their merry way and totally disregard it. So the only thing we can do is to get the truth out, force medical care individually by thing with the actual reports, and talk to our senior leadership in Congress and the House and the Senate, talk to the president, and make these jerks change their attitudes and do what is right. But, you know, the probability of that is very low because it's all about making a buck.
I have a final question from the Twitter. It says, do you think DU is being used because it's effective at penetration or because it keeps on killing or both?
Everything, all of the above. You have to understand it's extraordinarily effective against all targets. And there's no armor targets left in Iraq and Afghanistan, Somalia or Yemen or the Balkans. They're shooting up houses and buildings and civilian cars and trucks that they could use a slingshot against.
Georgia. They used it in Georgia.
Oh, incredible. They used it out in all over the United States has had a problem. I mean, you know, Eglin Air Force Base in Florida. You know, we go down to Texas, all over down Texas. We go out to Utah. We go out to Nevada. I mean, I personally shot Nevada. All over the place. I personally did. It's just a total disregard. And then you have all the manufacturing sites, whether it's Albany, New York with natural lead that, you know, it's been closed, but it's a total environmental disaster. StarMed in Concord, Massachusetts. You've got Aerojet down at Johnstown, Tennessee. You've got Alliant up there in the Twin Cities, Minneapolis, St. Paul. They don't care. They don't care.
Unbelievable. But in Austin, they'll come arrest somebody if they cut down a cedar tree on their own property, and they'll arrest you if you accidentally throw a battery away in the trash. Again, they use this to control us, but anything really that's a serious threat, like genetic engineering, GMO, depleted uranium, HIV in the factor VIII shots, mercury in the vaccines, melamine in the milk. They say, hey, have your kids drink it. Melamine's no longer bad. Mercury in the corn syrup. Dr. Doug Rocky, God bless you. And thank God you're out there. This would be far worse. And we'll continue to track all the great work you're doing. We'll talk to you again soon, my friend.
Thank you, Alex. And God bless your whole staff for helping.
We tried. God bless the listeners. Great job, crew. Here comes Napolitano.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.